Stephanie Schaefer, and you're listening to the North Star Narrative, a podcast from North Star Academy. I want to thank you for joining us. I hope you're encouraged, challenged, and motivated by what you learned today. Enjoy the story. Everybody, thanks for joining us today. Super excited for you to hang out, especially if you don't know much about North Star Academy. This is going to be a great one for you. We're right in the middle of a lot of phone calls and questions about online school, North Star Academy. Is it a good fit for my student? It is a good fit for a school for students. And so we have two people on the podcast today that are great. I'm sure if you've been around North Star a long time that you have spoken with them. And I just want them to be on today to share about things about North Star and what's happening right now. One is Angie Davis. She has been on the podcast before. It was a Thanksgiving episode, and it's great. You can go back to November 2 years ago, I think, and hear from her. She's our registrar here at North Star Academy and just phenomenal. We also have Tina Tandy, who is our office administrator and does so much. She works in the finance area, so if you've had payments or questions about that, you probably talk to her. Or if you call brand new, she is great on the phone, great with all things North Star, and just does a fabulous job too. So thankful for them and wanted to bring them on and just let's talk about any questions that people are asking right now. So thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
All right, heading into the 23-24 school year, that's going to be starting in August. Our new start dates. Registration is open now. All right, Tina, people are calling in, I know, and having some questions. What are some questions maybe they're asking that they haven't asked in the past?
A lot of people right now are wanting to know if they can take just one course. There are a lot of students looking for AP courses. I feel like I'm getting a lot of calls about that. And so the great thing about North Star is the flexibility and that you can take one course or a full course load. We are here to meet the needs, whatever they may be. And with rolling enrollment and start dates almost weekly throughout the year, there are so many opportunities for families to jump in. We still have families enrolling for the current school year, the 22-23 school year, and you can enroll in and take courses in that school year for a couple more months, but we are open now for 23-24. And many students start with us with one course and then find that they love the flexibility, love the teacher interaction, end up enrolling in a full course load the next year.
Yeah. I know you love talking on the phone and getting to meet new people. What is your favorite thing about answering the phone at North Star and getting a new parent?
I just love hearing why they're looking for online school to begin with. What's going on with their family? What's happened in the past? Where have they been? Why are they looking for a change? And how we might can come alongside them and help them, not just with their academic needs, but also their students' social, emotional, spiritual needs, because it's really, we're here to meet all of that. With the spiritual life director now and all the opportunities for spiritual growth, it's just, I feel like a lot of parents are calling, looking for a Christian school. They want people to really invest in their students. And I know that we can offer that. So I love hearing why they're coming to us and being able to see, is this going to be a good fit? Obviously, online education is not going to be a great fit for every student. But a lot of students find that it is so flexible that it does meet whatever their needs may be.
Yeah. And I love that when you call, between the hours of 9 to 4 Central Time, Monday through Friday, you're going to get a person. You're not going to have to go through a call tree. You're going to get someone. Unless we're all on the phone, you might get a voicemail, but you're not going to be passed through. And so not only are you going to get the answers you need and an incredibly friendly voice, but you're going to get someone that can pray for you. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you're struggling with something. Maybe you're hearing this and you just want to call in and be prayed for.
Call us. Yeah.
Yeah. Tina loves, everybody loves praying for our families. And just whatever someone might be struggling with at the moment. So if you're already here, you know, maybe pass this podcast on to someone that's trying to decide, is online school for my student? What is it like? You're going to be able to find a lot of answers, not only on the phone, but we've got some stuff on our website at northstar-academy.org. So check that out. All right. Angie is our registrar. And so she gets to, once someone has enrolled, then she is looking at that student's enrollments and just really caring for that student, even at the very beginning. And so tell us a little bit about maybe some questions you get from parents, because I know you do get some questions after students have registered, or maybe some tips on some things you should do before or as you're registering?
Yeah. So one of the things that I would recommend is go ahead and upload an unofficial transcript or request from the school an official transcript and from their previous school. That's super helpful to our academic advising team, and they'll be able to assist better if they have that information. Once courses are added, I'm kind of watching, you know, just to make sure things got added correctly, that your students enrolled in the courses that they need, and just there to answer any questions. It can vary. Sometimes it's just, hey, is there anything else I need to do? You know, what's next? Things like that. And so I'm happy to help and to provide next steps for families.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I love about both these ladies, they love Jesus. Angie is actually a pastor's wife, has been for a long time. And then Tina has been right alongside me in discipleship and a lot of stuff outside of North Star. So that shows you, I mean, the heart of North Star really is for Jesus and for his kingdom work. And so it's not just a job for these two ladies, I know. So when you call in, you're going to get someone that really does care about you and wants to invest in you and all of us here. So as both of you are thinking about that, what are your thoughts on how everyone at North Star is investing in people, and what is a family going to receive here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not only just when they call in the office are they going to get someone to listen, but then when the teachers start interacting with the students are going to feel cared for and seen. The teachers really view this as a ministry. It's not just a job to them either, and they love being able to not only teach the subject matter that they're passionate about, but they're also very passionate about the Lord and want to invest in the students spiritually as well. But then also in the social arena, we have so many people like our spiritual life director and others that are pouring into the students in small group discipleship opportunities, things like that. So you really do get it from every area.
Yeah, I would recommend that students reach out to teachers from the get-go. There are assignments in the courses to meet the teacher, but they have access to Teams and can reach out and just touch base with their teachers, say hi, just make that connection. It will help along the way and will just help them begin to build relationships with their teachers.
Yes, and I love that in the courses, it's required that they meet with their teacher in a video call at least once a semester for a grade, because the teachers really do want to get to know their students. And they can't do that if it's all through email and chat. They want to see them face-to-face and get to interact with them. So that's why it's required. But like you just said, they can do it more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so for somebody that's brand new, tell them about all the help we have for them. They're not alone. There's so many things along the way. Y'all can just think about that.
Yeah. So before the student ever even begins with us, they're required to go through orientation, and the supervisors go through one as well. The supervisors need to learn how do they observe their students' progress, see their grades, see the feedback. How do they know if their student's ahead or behind? We teach them all of that as they work through their orientation. And then the student's going to learn not only how to work through their course, find their grades, see if they've been allowed a retry, see their progress, all of that. So they're trained in the very beginning so that they can actually focus on learning and not get hung up on the technical side of school. And then when they're in the courses, obviously they have the support from the teachers. The teachers are, they want to be that first point of contact. If your student is struggling, has a question, they need to email, instant chat, or schedule a video call with their teacher. I mean, the teachers want to be that support system for them and help them answer questions in the courses. But we also have a student services department with a student success coach and a dean of students that are also there to come alongside students that may be struggling with pacing and figuring out what a good schedule is for them, because there's so much flexibility. And students are encouraged to try a couple of different ways of doing school the first couple of weeks they're with us to see what works better for them. For example, some students, they come to us from a brick and mortar school where the bell rang every hour and they switched to a different course. And they come to us thinking they have to do it that way, but they can, but they don't have to. If they want to spend a block of time working in one subject, they can do that and then move on to another subject the next day or later that day. There's no set time that they have to be working in a specific course. And so I think that offers a lot of flexibility. But then we do have a student success coach that is able to meet with students that are struggling to figure out a good schedule and give tips and advice and help them figure out what is going to work best for their student. Because every student learns differently. And that's the beauty of this. We can kind of cater to that student's needs because of the flexibility automatically built into the courses.
Along those lines, we have, before students even get enrolled in courses, parents can watch the virtual tour and learn a lot about North Star and the resources available. One thought that I have along the lines of what Tina was saying is if students are coming from brick and mortar schools, for example, going to online at home with parent supervision now, there's a little bit of a learning curve there. And so jump in those first few weeks, like Tina said, but don't be overwhelmed. Know that there's help here, and all you have to do is reach out. So that's a thought I have right off the bat. Sometimes I think families may wait a couple of months and then be overwhelmed and just think it's not a good fit for them. Whereas if they had gotten the assistance that they need on the front end early on in the courses and just reached out to our student success coach and other resources that we have, reach out to the office and see, you know, what is recommended, then oftentimes they can get acclimated well, not get behind, and then it's, you know, can be smooth sailing after that.
And also we have the academic advisors that are there as far as figuring out course selection. A lot of parents call in and they have no clue where to begin. They've never done this before. They don't know how to select courses for their student. And just know that we do have academic advisors that work with the families to determine what courses students need to be taking, especially if they're planning to graduate with North Star Academy and receive a diploma. They want to make sure those students are meeting the requirements each year to get that that diploma. So you have that as a resource as well. And they're often able to meet with students, especially those high school students that may already have in mind a career path they may want to pursue, and be able to suggest electives that may give them an idea if that's the direction they want to go in. I love that North Star Academy offers over 230 courses. So there's such a variety out there, and students can really choose things that they have an interest in. They're not limited, because we're not limited by classrooms and number of teachers. Because we're online, we can offer so much more. And our curriculum is written by our curriculum designers. 80% of our courses are written in-house, and that is because we want the curriculum to be biblically integrated. We want all of the teaching in the classroom to be Christ-centered. And so it is not parallel instruction. It is not just a Bible verse tacked onto the end of the curriculum. It is woven all throughout the courses and encouraging students to think of who God is, who they are, who He created them to be. And so I think that's wonderful. And we do have the curriculum team that is also available to help families if they have questions about what's in the courses.
Thank you so much for sharing just all of this really quickly. I know it's some really good information, but we have a lot more detailed information on the podcast. There's so many episodes about all of these topics we've touched on. For instance, you can go to episode 56, where our student success coach talks about helping students succeed in online schools. And then we have Shay Marshall, episode 118, talking about our curriculum. And then we have episode 155, also talking about our curriculum with many of our course authors. There's many more. So look through all the episodes at the North Star Narrative and find we've got alumni podcasts and just so many podcasts that share different perspectives. We have parents on here. You really can find anything and everything about North Star. And they're always recording new episodes, so you never know what's coming out on lots of different topics. So stay tuned for those. But thank you for joining us. And just to wrap it up, I want Tina to tell us, what is the biggest fear that you hear from parents, maybe about, you know, online school? And then Angie, tell us the number one tip that you wish all parents knew when they registered, maybe something that causes some confusion.
I think the biggest fear is parents not knowing if their student is going to have support. I think so many people think, oh, online, they're just given a textbook and they have to read it and learn it themselves. And they don't understand that the teacher is here to teach, give instruction, give feedback, and support the student. And the student is not teaching themselves. I think that's a common misconception still today of online learning, but the teachers are there for support, and they do all the teaching, all the grading. They're going to give feedback on assignments. They really want students to understand. It's not just an assignment for a grade. They want them to learn.
I think one of the challenges is that when families are enrolling in a school, the parent is now the supervisor and kind of the organizer, if you want to say, of the student's academics. They add the courses. Of course, North Star is here to support and help, but there's so much information, and the website is available. We send emails, next steps, and links, and so forth. So I think one of the biggest things I would recommend is when I see parents getting frazzled, they just haven't seen the information that's been provided. So just look at those emails that are sent, and pick those apart, and check the website for additional information. The information's there. There's just a lot of information. So we want to assist them, and they can call in if they can't find it. We want to be here to help, and so we don't want that to be a frustration. So reach out if you're not seeing the answer to your questions, and we're happy to help.
Yeah, this is a journey, but you're on a journey with a school that's been doing this for 25 years. We're not perfect. We can always use your help. So if you have suggestions along the way, we want those too. We want to learn where we can get better. But we have incredible people that work here, and listen to some of those podcasts. You will hear them. You're hearing from two today. Call Angie Davis. Call Tina Tandy with any questions. They're always going to be open to talk to you. But yeah, this is a journey. So you're on this journey with your student, and you just need to be in the moment, whatever that moment is, whether it's frustration or calmness. Be in the moment and just take time. It takes time, because if you take that time at the beginning and don't rush, it's going to set you and your student up for success. We've seen it over and over and over, and I think that's what you're hearing from the ladies today. It is worth it, and it is so great, and your student's going to have so much experience. And I would also say, press in. Press in to the parent community and the student community. There's so much for you. So thank you so much, Tina and Angie, just for your investment in students here at North Star Academy, in the families, and for your hearts for Jesus. I love you both, and so thankful to have you here.
Thanks for having us. It was great.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions for our guest or would like information about North Star, please email us at podcast@nsa.school. We love having guests on our show and getting to hear their stories. If you have anyone in mind that you think would be a great guest to feature, please email us and let us know. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on upcoming stories.